Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to Numbers, the fourth chapter. Numbers chapter 4, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, Take the sum of the sons of Kohath from among the sons of Levi, after their families, by the house of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward, even until 50 years old, all that enter into the host, to do the work in the tabernacle of the congregation. This shall be the service of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation about the most holy things. And when the camp setteth forward, Aaron shall come and his sons, and they shall take down the covering veil and the cover of the ark of the testimony with it, and shall put thereon the covering of badger skins, and shall spread over it a cloth holy of blue, and shall put in the staves thereof. And upon the table of showbread they shall spread a cloth of blue, and put thereon the dishes, and the spoons, and the bowls, and the covers to cover withal, and the continual bread shall be thereon. And they shall spread upon them a cloth of scarlet, and cover the same with a covering of badger skins, and shall put in the staves thereof. And they shall take a cloth of blue, and cover the candlestick of the light, and his lamps, and his tongs, and his snuff dishes, and all the oil vessels thereof, wherewith they minister unto it. And they shall put it, and all the vessels thereof within a covering of badger skins, and shall put it upon a bar. And upon the golden altar they shall spread a cloth of blue, and cover it with a covering of badger skins, and shall put to the staves thereof. And they shall take all the instruments of ministry, wherewith they minister in the sanctuary, and put them in a cloth of blue, and cover them with a covering of badger skins, and shall put them on a bar. And they shall take away the ashes from the altar, and spread a purple cloth thereon. And they shall put upon it all the vessels thereof, wherewith they minister about it, even the censers, the flesh hooks, and the shovels, and the basins, and all the vessels of the altar. And they shall spread upon it a covering of badger skins, and put to the staves of it. And when Aaron and his sons have made an end of covering the sanctuary, and all the vessels of the sanctuary, as the camp is to set forward, after that the sons of Kohath shall come to bear it, but they shall not touch any holy thing, lest they die. These things are the burden of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation. And to the office of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, pertaineth the oil for the light, and the sweet incense, and the daily meat offering, and the anointing oil, and the oversight of all the tabernacle, and of all that therein is, in the sanctuary, and in the vessels thereof. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, Cut ye not off the tribe from among the families of the Kohathites from among the Levites, but thus do unto them, that they may live and not die, when they approach the most holy things. Aaron and his sons shall go in, and appoint them every one to his service and to his burden, but they shall not go in to see when the holy things are covered, lest they die. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take also the sum of the sons of Gershon, throughout the houses of their fathers, by their families, from 30 years old and upward until 50 years old, shalt thou number them, all that enter in to perform the service, to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. This is the service of the families of the Gershonites, to serve and for burdens. And they shall bear the curtains of the tabernacle, and the tabernacle of the congregation, and his covering, and the covering of the badger skins that is above upon it, and the hanging for the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the hangings of the court, and the hanging for the door of the gate of the court, which is by the tabernacle, and by the altar round about, and their cords, and all the instruments of their service, and all that is made for them, so shall they serve. At the appointment of Aaron and his sons shall be all the service of the sons of the Gershonites, in all their burdens, and in all their service, and ye shall appoint unto them in charge of all their burdens, or in charge all their burdens. This is the service of the families of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle of the congregation, and their charge shall be under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. As for the sons of Merari, thou shalt number them after their families by the house of their fathers. From 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years old, shalt thou number them, every one that entereth into the service to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. And this is the charge of their burden, according to all their service in the tabernacle of the congregation, the boards of the tabernacle, and the bars thereof, and the pillars thereof, and the sockets thereof, and the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets, and their pins, and their cords, with all their instruments, and with all their service. And by name ye shall reckon the instruments of charge, of the charge of their burden. This is the service of the families of the sons of Merari, according to all their service in the tabernacle of the congregation, under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. And Moses and Aaron and the chief of the congregation numbered the sons of the Kohathites after their families and after the house of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years old, every one that entered into the service for the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. And those that were numbered of them by their families were 2,750. These were they that were numbered of the families of the Kohathites, all that might do service in the tabernacle of the congregation, which Moses and Aaron did number according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And those that were numbered of the sons of Gershon throughout their families and by the house of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years old, every one that entereth into the service for the work in the tabernacle of the congregation, even those that were numbered of them throughout their families by the house of their fathers were 2,630. These are they that were numbered of the families of the sons of Gershon, of all that might do the service in the tabernacle of the congregation, whom Moses and Aaron did number according to the commandment of the Lord. And those that were numbered of the families of the sons of Merari throughout their families by the house of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years old, every one that entereth into the service for the work in the tabernacle of the congregation, even those that were numbered of them after their families, were 3,200. These be those that were numbered of the families of the sons of Merari, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. All those that were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron and the chief of Israel numbered after their families and after the house of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward even unto 50 years old, everyone that came to do the service of the ministry and the service of the burden in the tabernacle of the congregation, even those that were numbered of them were 8,504. According to the commandment of the Lord, they were numbered by the hand of Moses, everyone according to his service and according to his burden. Thus were they numbered of him as the Lord commanded Moses. May God add His blessing to the reading and to the hearing of His Word. Well, it's a fairly straightforward passage. It is lengthy, but it is straightforward in what it teaches. And that is that there was a particular duty that was to be had by particular families of the Levites. They were to do particular things as it regarded the service of the tabernacle, the worship of the Lord. Remember that we had not a church building like we have today, but we had a church establishment that was a movable unit, so that the tabernacle, which consisted of the inner chamber and the outer chamber, and inside the inner chamber was that Ark of the Covenant, and inside the outer chamber was the altar of burnt incense, the altar of incense was the table of the showbread, the menorah. Those things needed to be moved when the congregation was to move. So how will we do such things as that? How will we proceed? We will not proceed in any old way. So, as our confession rightly in 1:6 equates worship and government, as far as that there are certain things in Scripture that are prescribed and certain other things that are left to Christian prudence, the light of nature, and the general rules of the Word, which are always to be observed. We see here the mingling of those two. We see that there was a government ordered and a worship ordered, and that the setup and takedown of that worship and the ordering of that government that surrounded the worship, these two were sort of mingled together in these passages. That it was the church governors, the officers in the church, that were given the responsibility for setup and takedown. That there were basically four groups of officers, right? The north, south, the east, and the west. Those that were on the east were Moses and Aaron and the sons of Aaron, a particular class of Levites. And that particular class of Levites was the high priest and the priests. And those high priests that came after Aaron and his sons, to them came the responsibility to minister in and about and upon those holy things. And so, to the Kohathites, the Gershonites, and the Merarites, they could not go in to view the Ark of the Covenant. They never got to see the menorah. They never got to see the table of the showbread. They never got to see the altar of incense. They never saw them. And yet it was their responsibility to carry them. Well, the import of such an establishment of that is far-reaching, especially when we consider that in our day and age, we have people who are not content with their station. Listen, it was very important for those men, the Kohathites, the Merarites, and the Gershonites, to be content with their station. Because as soon as they became discontented with their station and decided that they were going to peer into the holy things, zap! The Lord warned them not to do that lest they die. And yet we have discontentment with one's station as a grievous sin in the church today. Discontentment with one's station is a grievous error, a grievous sin that defiles many. But these men were counseled not to be discontented with their station. And so to those sons of Aaron, it was for them to go in when it was time to march. There was much preparation. First of all, they had to go in and they had to cover up the ark. And there were several coverings that went on the ark. And then they were to step outside of the ark and they were to cover the other appurtenances of the first chamber. So they were to cover up the table of the showbread. What they did with the bread was important. They were to cover up the menorah, and what they did with it was important. They were to cover up the altar of incense, and what they did with the ashes on the altar of incense is mentioned. Very detailed look at what these men were supposed to do. Then they went in, and they covered them all, and they rendered them ready for the Kohathites to come in to carry. And so then after they had covered them all up, the Kohathites came in, and they received the covered vessels, the covered instruments, the covered appurtenances of the worship. They received them from the hands of the sons of Aaron, and they transported them. It was the sons of Aaron that put the staves in the ark, and it was those sons of Kohath that carried the ark. Then the Gershonites, and they handled the hangings and the curtains. Right, they handled the fabric of the tent itself. They handled those curiously wrought hangings, the curtain that separated between the holy place and the holiest of all, that had the cherubims embroidered on it. They handled the hangings. And then there was the Merarites, and they were the carpenters. They handled the boards and the sockets and the mortise and tenon. They handled the posts, the poles, and all of the things that supported that fence that formed the court, and then the fence that formed the walls that was draped over. That's what they handled. And so it was up to them to carry those about. But only after things were put away, the holy place was put up by the sons of Aaron. One commentary on this chapter calls it everything in its place and a place for everything, and every person in his place and a place for every person. Right? It's an orderly setup and takedown. It has to do with office and authority and the right to proceed into certain areas on the one hand and the prohibition to proceed on the other. Well, and as we applied this chapter in the last hour, or the previous chapter, so the application is the same. The application is that there are those, as the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4. I'm going to turn there and read to you the first few verses of 1 Corinthians chapter 4. You remember that in the Corinthian church at Corinth, the Apostle Paul was, well, he had trouble with people there who doubted his apostleship, and he defended it many times, especially in the book of 2 Corinthians. But here, even in 1 Corinthians, this is evident when he says, "Let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mystery of God, of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." See there? What the apostle is saying there is that there is such a thing as those men who are set out, set apart in the church as stewards of the mysteries of God. And by mysteries there, I think he has an Old Testament connotation there, that it is up to those particular church officers to handle the holy things of the church, the holy things of the New Covenant church, just as there were those who handled the holy things of the Old Covenant church. And as those Levites, not only did they do the setup and takedown, but once the ark was settled in Jerusalem, they picked up not the burden of the tabernacle, but the burden of the music and the burden of the teaching throughout all Israel. And so when that settlement was made under Moses and Joshua, the Levites were spread throughout all cities in Israel that they might teach the Word of God. And we see the superstition that attached to that, don't we, in the book of Judges. Oh, now I've got a Levite for my priest, right? But all that does is that speaks to the great establishment of the Lord, that there is indeed order and office in the church of Jesus Christ. And that there are those, even today, who can't help themselves, just want to peek under the veil, intrude themselves into places where they do not belong. This is not new. Not new in our age. There have been many. I'll tell you, if you have time, and you have it at your fingertips, read Dabney's essay on lay preaching. It's a very interesting treatise. Now, keep in mind that some of the lay preachers in Dabney's day were very popular. Many of them were quite talented. And Dabney says what? It's not their talents that qualify them. Very interesting essay that Dabney writes there. So then, in Numbers chapter 4, as in the New Covenant Church, there is an order to the offices that Christ has appointed. There are those, as Jesus said in John 10, those hirelings who seek to climb up some other way. Thieves and robbers, he calls them. But there are those also who enter in by the door of the sheep. Let us pray then that the Lord would bless us as a church, as a denomination, as a gospel-preaching church here in the United States, not just here, but I mean all gospel churches, that He would send those laborers into the field by His appointed means. Let's stand and call upon the Lord in the singing of songs.